Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Seminars with the most knowledgeable hunting and conservation minds, fun with famous faces on stage, and 1,850 booths displaying guns, gear, and awesome adventures around the globe. Heritage, the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
I'm sure glad you're back in camp with us here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us. It means a lot to us. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from Purina Veterinary Diets. Calming Care is a safe and effective way to help your dog cope with external stresses like separation, unfamiliar visitors in the home, strange sounds, or changes in routine and location. Chewy.com or Amazon can deliver it right to your house. It's called Calming Care. It's a bucket list day at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. It doesn't matter if you enjoy hunting or fishing. There are some amazing opportunities across America with some really reputable folks that maybe you should check off your bucket list. We're going to talk to some of those folks today, and everyone you hear on the show has been vetted either by me personally. I've either hunted and fished with these folks, or they belong to a reputable association that checks their members very well. Make sure that they're going to take care of you, do what they say they're going to do, and have the knowledge and equipment at your service that can help make your short time in their neck of the woods exciting, successful, and enjoyable. Also, Brian Thrift is going to join me on the show today. Brian won the FLW Cup last weekend, the richest bass tournament on planet Earth, $300,000. He's rolling along I-40 somewhere between Arkansas and his home in Shelby, North Carolina. So why don't you sit back and relax and ride along with us? You're in camp with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, and we're glad you are. Hey, to my friends in Oregon, it's free fishing weekend up your way. It's free to fish, crab, or clam in Oregon today, Saturday, and again tomorrow, Sunday. No license or tags needed. That includes a combined angling tag or Columbia River Basin endorsement. Anywhere in Oregon this weekend for both residents and non-residents. Texans purchase more than 2.4 million hunting and fishing licenses annually. They expire on the last day of August every year, and those new licenses went on sale this past Thursday. It's time to renew. Hey, you know, dove season starts in 3 weeks. A good number of us will visit a Bass Pro Shop or Cabela's this weekend, and when you do, make a stop by the NRA table that's set up in there, because when you sign up or renew your NRA membership, which we all absolutely need to do, if we're going to fight for our Second Amendment, it'll cost you $30, but then they're going to hand you a $25 Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's gift card. I think I'll go add another year to my NRA membership today. How about these old kids from Briarwood Christian School, Birmingham, Alabama? Grayson Morris and Tucker Smith. They led it wire to wire and won it last Saturday, the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School National Championship, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. A 3-day total of 15 bass that weighed 50 pounds, 1 ounce. Kentucky Lake in Tennessee. First time ever that a high school duo has repeated as national champions. They pick up $4,500 in scholarship money each. And if you'll drop by for a visit at the Camp House website, bbkoradio.com, you'll see some ear-to-ear smiles from Mike Abbott and Braden McNamara. They were unbeatable in the Bassmaster Junior Championship. They caught a 2-day total of 10 bass that weighed 20 pounds, 3 ounces. Carroll County Recreation Lake in Tennessee. They're both 14 and they'll start school here in a few days as champions. Members of Hartley's Hogs, the team sponsored by longtime bass fishing pro and Ohio resident, Charlie Hartley. Congrats, Charlie, Mike, and Braden. Also worth a look at bbkoradio.com is this giant fish caught out of Orange Lake, Florida. Orange Lake, no surprise, that thing's on fire. 13 pounds, 5 ounces. It's a Florida Trophy Catch Hall of Fame fish. The Trophy Catch program in Florida celebrates big, largemouth bass. And Chad Dorland of the University of Florida caught the behemoth. Ryan Hammett's 15-pound, 13-ounce Hall of Fame catch, the second heaviest bass ever approved by the program in Florida, was also caught and released back into Orange Lake. Orange Lake is interesting. It almost went dry in the winter of 2011-2012, and then following several years of sustained high water, coupled with Fish and Wildlife staff working with others to manage the lake, habitat on Orange Lake is once again extremely good, and that fishery, I would say so, has bounced back. To date, during this season 7, 21 trophy catch bass weighing at least 8 pounds have been caught and released back into Orange Lake. That includes 8 bass weighing more than 10 pounds. Put that on your bucket list, Orange Lake, Florida. If you need a little motivation, just take a look at that picture of Chad and his big green bass at bbkoradio.com. But after you take a look, throw her back in the lake. Fortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic. I keep it in the fridge all the time because all of our dogs suffer GI upset from time to time for whatever reason. Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com. Keep it in the fridge. Stop GI upset in your dog.
Hi, everybody. It's World Championship caller Al Morris. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and lodged, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye 7 different ways, all terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks, aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big-screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest. Because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Hey, go shoot around the sporting clays. Knock the rust off before dove season gets here, before duck season gets here. And shoot those sporting clays in an event that will benefit others, like the Shooting for the Future event, September 13th. Breakfast and lunch provided, a great live auction, silent auction. Top Fun Ranch, Anna, Texas. Benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of Collin County, Texas. More details at bbkoradio.com. We're traveling the country today, taking a look at some bucket list opportunities that the outdoorsman, the hunter, the fisherman just might want to take in. Let's start on one of my very favorite lakes, and that's Lake Owyhee, South Dakota, a huge body of water that produces really big, nice smallmouth bass, and has rebounded to become an extremely good walleye fishery as well. I always fish with my buddy Jim Lahan out of Spring Creek Resort when I go up there. Jim, it's August. Are you getting beat to death by the heat, or are things pretty tolerable up there on Owyhee?
It's good. It's real good. We've got a little more water than we need, which is that way in several places, but we got an inch and a half last night and 3 inches two nights ago, so we've got way more than we need, but I guess you got to take it when you get it.
Hey, you guys have had a really wet spring and summer this year. All year it's kind of been that way, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. We've had a lot of rain. Our immediate area close by here, we've been very, very lucky. We haven't had any of them really bad storms or anything. Lake Owyhee is full, and the Corps is trying to get it drained down as fast as they can. I hope we don't get a whole bunch of heavy rains upstream, because if we do, we'll be in trouble, but
yeah,
we're working on it.
Well, that's been the problem all summer. Everything is full all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, and so can't release it on top of them down there. But I bet that makes the summertime fishing pretty good, too, all that fresh water and new water.
It's good. It's real good. It's been great all year. We've had a fantastic year on Owyhee. Quite often by now we're down on Lake Sharp, and they're running so much water down there that there's so much current you can't hardly fish it down there. But Owyhee stayed good all year.
Well, that's what I've been hearing, that Owyhee has been really good this summer. It's come back from a little bit of a slump. As a matter of fact, you guys have been catching some better quality fish this year, too. That's what I hear.
A lot of numbers, yeah. It's been good. The smallmouth are great, too, and catfish, for many of them, you can't hardly believe it. And it's really been a good year.
If folks want to let the weather cool just a little bit, maybe make a trip up in October or so, is that still a good time to catch them? Do they feed up pretty good in the fall?
You bet. Yep, we can fish in the fall. That's great. We'll either fish up there, or probably by then we can get down on Sharp and do some fishing down there. That ought to be fantastic down here, because nobody's fished it all summer. It's got a whole summer of rest, and I think it'll be great once we do start fishing it.
They've probably forgotten all about you. Those fish have forgotten all about you down there, Jim, on Sharp, so you can sneak up on them this fall.
They got a chance to grow anyway all summer long.
I'll be up there in November. It'll be time to go pheasant hunting again. Are you going to go along with us on our pheasant hunt this year?
Absolutely.
All right, going to hold you to it. And if you want to fish with Jim or go pheasant hunting with us this fall, just contact the folks at Spring Creek Resort, Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Lodge, and we've got that information at bbkoradio.com. Okay, Jim, go catch them.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Jim Lahan fishing out of Spring Creek Resort, Lake Oahe, South Dakota. Don't forget the name Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. If you have an overactive dog, barks constantly, spins in circles, jumps on everybody, Calming Care very safely over time calms your dog. Your vet can tell you more about it. Calming Care. Let's move it over to Minnesota, Rainy Lake, Minnesota, another beautiful, absolutely gorgeous spot. And my old buddy Woody Woods, Woody's fairly reliable guide service. Woody, how are things in beautiful Rainier, Minnesota?
Oh, shoot, Billy. They couldn't be going any better. It's just a spectacular time of year. Fall's in the air now. It's coming along.
Yeah, I guess you guys are starting to feel your mornings. You can feel a little fall in the mornings up there now. You guys get that way before we do. It's still 84 and humid here at the place in the morning.
Well, we've sure had some warm days. So, I mean, we've had a great summer. We've had some 80s and 90s even, but the other morning it was 37.
But yeah.
It did warm up, but I'm just saying I think it was a record, but heading down the stretch here pretty soon.
Yep, absolutely. And that's what I want to talk about is fall fishing. How is the fishing in the fall? I know up north, I've talked to Jim Lahan over at Lake Oahe, South Dakota, different people further north than me. And, boy, when the fish get hot and the bite quits down here pretty much, you guys are still going strong. And fall, it can really be special, can't it?
Well, fall is an excellent, it's one of the premier times of the year. The fish start bulking up, it's like they're putting on the big feed bag and as they're getting ready towards winter there. And it's a fantastic time. I mean, smallmouth bass are grouped up. The walleyes are aggressive as all heck. Big northern pike are there to be had. Crappies are getting into their fall patterns, and that's it's a great time. Great time of year.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna have some cold days, but you can have some beautiful days too. I've been out there many times in October and just a t-shirt. You know, you start off with a sweatshirt and end up in a t-shirt.
How do you catch your smallmouth in the fall?
Actually, I do a lot of jigging in the fall. I jig a lot of humps. You can also throw some hair jigs, that sort of stuff, over some shallower rocks. But I usually look for some humps that come up to 8, 9, 10 feet and do some vertical jigging. When you can find them, you'll find a bunch of them.
The walleye in the fall, what are they doing? What's the pattern? How do you catch them?
You know, there's several different ways you can go up. Sometimes you go up, some small rivers and fish them. They're heading, I don't know why, they're maybe chasing shiners or something. Another way to do it is to troll. I like trolling during that harvest moon times and at night. You know, that's one way to do it. But during the day, you're just pretty much fishing. We're still fishing reefs. Some guys might be out on some mud flats, but primarily on the reefs.
Okay.
You know, sunken islands. And, you know, just I'm primarily jigging, but linear rigs work well with leeches and night crawlers, and some guys, they like to use bottom bouncers. If you get a nice flat stretch, the bottom bouncers seem to work pretty good with a crawler. But, yep, no, it's a great time of the year to fish.
You bet you fall. But if somebody wanted to come up and fish with you this fall, that beautiful fall time on one of the most gorgeous lakes on the planet, Rainy Lake, Minnesota, guys, Google it. Just take a look at the pictures. How late in the year can they come before ice up? How late are you fishing open water?
Oh, you know, sometimes right up into November. I mean, and believe me, sometimes we're ice fishing later on in November. So we'll kind of keep going late. Another, fun thing to do, of course, in the fall is chasing those big pike. You know, that's so much fun to do. You know, we're trolling the big plugs, and that's just fun to do, too. It's a great time of the year to catch big pike. But, yeah. All the way up until November, at the beginning of November anyway, a lot. Now, I've had times, I think maybe even last year, where she froze up on me about, October 20th, where I better get my boat out now or I'm going to be not in a very good way.
Yeah, you got to keep a close eye on things. Well, it's a beautiful place to fish, and fall is a great time to get to go. And, hey, you might as well go with a Hall of Famer, a guy that's going to put you on the fish, Woody Woods, and his fairly reliable guide service, Rainy Lake, Minnesota. Woody, always good talking to you.
Hey, Big Billy, it's back at you, man. I can't wait to see you back up here.
The Hall of Famer, Woody Woods, my buddy on Rainy Lake, Minnesota, right there on the Canadian border. And, man, when I say this place is pretty, I just can't tell you how beautiful this place is. It's a lake filled with rock-covered islands, and those islands are covered by majestic, sprawling pine trees. Absolutely gorgeous, and you can take a look. Woody is going to be the guide, I guess, on Rainy Lake on HGTV on the show Island Hunters. It's coming up on HGTV next weekend, Sunday, August 25th, 10:30 p.m. Eastern.
I'm John with the Buckhorn Ranch in the beautiful Arbuckle Mountains of southern Oklahoma. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it on Big Billy Kinder's Outdoors.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to San Antonio. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th to the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible locked and loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th through the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. For details and tickets, visit Hunters Extravaganza.
Come to Marksman Firearms in Mansfield on Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. for our big birthday blowout. We'll have hourly gun giveaways, all-day doorbuster specials, and a free prize wheel where you can win all kinds of gear. It all goes down Saturday, August 24th at our big birthday blowout at Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, located at 8100 Rendon Bloodworth Road. For more details, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. Hey, guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon or at DillonMANUF.com. Stay longer. Shoot more deer in a Dillon.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
Camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry, you're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Hey, if there's an outdoor banquet, a sporting clay shoot, an event in your neck of the woods that you'd like us to spread the word about, we're happy to do that. Drop me a line at billy@bbkoradio.com. Pronghorn, antelope, that is a bucket list trip for a lot of folks. And if you're going to do that, you need to look at either Wyoming or the great state of New Mexico. We're going to New Mexico now with Bob Atwood from a first-rate outfit, and that is Blue Mountain Outfitters, New Mexico. Bob, welcome. Good to have you. I know you're really busy. Your seasons are already up and running. Let's talk a little bit about your outfit, Blue Mountain Outfitters, New Mexico. Where are you located? Tell us a little bit about your business.
So I live about 30 miles south of Albuquerque in the Middle Rio Grande Valley, which is basically in the center of the state. And I was born and raised here. But we operate pretty much all over the state, pretty much every quadrant of the state. We do run some sort of hunts in through the year. So we're a little bit of everything. And we basically do all the big game species in New Mexico, you know, from spring turkey, elk, mule deer. We do the oryx hunts and down on White Sass Missile Range, Audad sheep hunts, pronghorn antelope, mountain lion, bears, you know, like I said, pretty much all the. Not the only thing I don't really get into is the bighorn sheep, like the Rocky Mountain bighorn and the desert bighorn.
Gotcha. Okay. So if somebody wants to come to New Mexico, no matter where they might want to go or what they might want to do, it's a pretty good bet that you can take care of those folks.
Exactly. You know, with a few exceptions, but for the most part, I mean, we do offer a wide variety of different hunts in different locations in the state.
Bob, if somebody comes to hunt with you, do you have lodging, housing, is that part of the deal, or are we just going to go hunting?
No, we pretty much supply everything on our. So we offer basically two kinds of hunts. We do the fully guided and outfitted option, which is the bulk of what we do. So we're supplying everything, the camp, food, the whole nine yards. The hunter just shows up with his weapon and his personal gear. And then we also do, I've got one camp in a wilderness area that's for elk. And that's, we call it a drop camp. So I pack the camp in, set it up. The hunters show up with their food and their gear. I pack them in, drop them off, and then they're on their own for a week.
That's cool, huh?
They're all cooking and all that. Yep. So there's that. And then on my guided hunts, we've got some of the hunts are out of, you know, the traditional looking outfitter tent type camp, you know, the big wall tents.
Yeah.
We've got some of the hunts we work out of motels. We got one hunt up north that we work out of a cabin. So there again, we've got, you know, several different varieties or options, you know, cause, you know, different people, you know, like different things. Some guys, you know, they won't do a tent camp. So we've got some other options in that. So yeah.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about antelope. I know here in Texas, throughout the panhandle of West Texas, we've been a little wetter and a little better off with the moisture this year. How are you guys looking in New Mexico?
Kind of the same theme for the most part, with a few exceptions in the state. But where I do my antelope hunts is up in the northeast part of the state. And we had a good winter moisture, and good spring and early summer moisture, which a lot of times is our super dry time of year. So these antelope got off to a good start this spring. They had some good forage, good water. So there was a very good fawn crop. And more importantly is there's been a good survival rate on the fawns. We had several years where it was drought, and those antelope, they don't adapt to that very well. So you might have a 90% fawn crop in the spring, but if it's a dry summer, you know, come September, you've got, you know, 80% of those fawns are dead. But this year, wow, we've had actually 2 years in a row now that we've had good winter and spring moisture and some good fawn survival. So
gotcha.
Things are
yeah.
definitely looking back up.
When is your season up there? And can we buy a tag over a counter? How does that work?
So the seasons are all the hunts are in August, and they run pretty much the whole month of August. We've got early part of August is primarily archery, and then actually this Saturday will be the first rifle hunt. And so basically it's the whole month of August, and you can buy a license over the counter, but it's a private land only license, so you have to have, you know, written permission on a piece of property to do that. If you don't have access to a piece of private ground, then you can go into the state draw and apply for a public land tag, which are, you know, pretty stiff odds. We've got some very good public land hunting, but it is hard to draw a tag. But the private land hunts are an over the counter tag.
Okay, so we come through you. And you've got a quota, I guess, each year, and it's all turnkey with you.
Correct. We take care of all the licensing. Basically, you know, all the hunter has to do once we agree on a hunt is I'll send him a contract. That's state law. We get that taken care of. I get the license fee from the hunter. I take care of getting the licenses and everything. Yeah, the hunter just needs to show up the day before his hunt, and everything's ready to go.
Absolutely perfect. I know where you're talking about up there in northeastern New Mexico, where you hunt your pronghorn. I think that stretch of road between Dumas, Texas, and Raton, New Mexico, is tied with the state of Wyoming for the biggest numbers, yes, biggest herds of antelope, pronghorn that I've ever seen in my life. I don't think I've ever made that drive across there without spotting at least a few, even during the toughest times. Where are you from Clayton?
So we typically stay in Clayton at a motel there, a little locally owned motel in Clayton. And then we're hunting, we're about 40 miles west of Clayton. But on the, so there's two roads, two highways that come out of Clayton. The one you're talking about that goes to Raton. Well, there's another one that comes out and it goes west also, but it goes to the town of Springer. So we're about, the ranch we're hunting is about halfway between Clayton and Springer. So we're about
gotcha.
A 40-minute drive west of Clayton.
Gotcha. You bet. Bob, if we want to come up and hunt antelope with you, and I want folks to remember that you guys will take them to do just about anything, deer, elk, antelope, turkey, owl, dad, sheep, you name it, whatever you want to do in the state of New Mexico, Bob can probably put you on them with his Blue Mountain Outfitters. But if we want to hunt antelope specifically, typically, what's that going to cost me to come out and spend a little time with you?
By the time you get the cost of the hunt, which is $2,500, and then, of course, we have to charge sales tax, which is basically 7%. And then the license fee to Game and Fish is roughly $320, $350. So you're looking right about $3,000 per hunter, and that's everything. Food, lodging, guides, transportation during the hunt. You know, doing, taking care of the licenses, field care of the game, getting your game meat to a meat processor, all that is included in that price. So,
wow, hey, I'd say that's a heck of a deal.
It's a guaranteed license because this is on private land, and you don't have to draw a tag. We also offer public land hunts for, you know, but it's all said and done. A guy will have, you know, 22 to 2300 in it, roughly total, but it hinges on drawing the tag. So,
right, which is a big deal.
Those are right. So those are two odd. But if a guy just is like, you know what, I want to go hunting antelope in New Mexico in 2020, you know, if they book a hunt with us on the private land, it's going to happen.
There you go. My option is I'm going to save my lunch money just a little bit longer and take that $3,000 trip because I want to go relax and know I'm coming home with my meat.
and know your exactly. And it's a we've been hunting that ranch a lot of years, and of course nothing's guaranteed, but we literally are 100% shot opportunity on bucks with a rifle, and like 98% kill. The only guys we've ever had so far that have not killed a buck antelope on this ranch, it wasn't for lack of opportunity. Trust me, there was, you know, 30 or 40 rounds fired over a 2 or 3 day period, and they just
couldn't hit the side of a barn. Like, you're trying to be nice, but
they just couldn't shoot. So.
Bob Atwood, Blue Mountain Outfitters in New Mexico. Hey, we sure do appreciate you, Bob, and maybe one of these days we'll slip up there and shoot that ghoul turkey together.
Well, I'd love to do that. That'd be great, and I do appreciate it.
Howdy, folks. It's Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. Did you know that Mr. Whitetail is Native American for incredibly handsome and very talented? You never stop learning here at Big Billy Kinder's Outdoors.
Occasionally, I'll shoot a small feral hog, anywhere from 70 to 100 pounds, and I shoot them with a specific purpose of tamales and sausages. And then I take them directly to my friend Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so, but, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
Right now, Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing is offering an early bird special. They know when you go fill the feeders and clean the wasp nest out of the deer blind, you're going to see pigs. Shoot three of them. And take them to Joe at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, Roanoke, Texas. They'll process the third pig free. Offer good through October 1st.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo. And you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun. And with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more. You buy a case of shotgun shells and we'll throw your name in the hat to win a Browning Satori. And don't miss out on the Stoker Condor over and under for only $350 with a $50 mail-in rebate. Sitka Camo and Mojo Decoys, $7.99 deer corn and a free Satori. You got to stop at Teske's Outdoors. We're on the south side of Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford, right on your way to the ranch, and online at teskesoutdoors.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his buffalo wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of buffalo wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long.
Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at thebuffalowoolco.com.
The kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, if you ever want to reach us here in this old camp house, you can do that very easily. 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. The Camp House website is bbkoradio.com, like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. And please give us a like on Facebook, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. That'll give you bonus and extra entry opportunities when we have contests for outdoor gear and trips. Well, let's travel to Montana. I can't tell you how many years I've hauled a trailer load of bird dogs to Montana in September to escape the Texas heat a little bit, get some dog work done, and enjoy those upland seasons that open in September. We're going to talk to a buddy of mine up there out of Lewistown, Montana, that has been guiding for quite a while in the state of Montana, a North Carolina native, and that's my friend Nolan Huffman. Nolan's been too long. Welcome. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you too, Bill.
You know, you had one of the finest bird dogs that God ever graced this earth with, old Buddy, and he's been gone quite some time now, but I bet you still miss him every day.
Well, thank you, sir, and you are true. I was blessed with that one, and you're also correct again by saying I miss him every day.
I've had several of his offspring through the years, and man, he produced a lot of great bird dogs. Do you have any idea how many of his pups have become champions so far? Because they're still going.
Unfortunately, I don't have a number for you. There's quite a few involved with it. But to me, it's as much as the pleasure that he's given to all the hunters as well as the trialers all over the country that's been puts a smile on my face every time I think about it.
Yeah. That old dog brought a lot of pleasure to a lot of different folks. I'll never forget. We were hunting in West Texas, and old Buddy pointed out in a scald. I mean, you'd think that there couldn't be a bird within a quarter mile where he's pointing. And so we were standing there taking pictures of him. We didn't believe him. We were just taking pictures. And then that covey couldn't stand anymore, and they got up, and there were 25, 30 birds right in front of us. Buddy knew, we didn't. And you know, at some point you have to learn, you know, he knows that what he's doing more than I do. that was a special moment.
It took me a while to learn that myself, but I eventually got there.
Yeah, you did. No, you got there in a big way early on. Hey, let's talk about guiding and hunting in Montana a little bit. I know that's a bucket list trip for a lot of folks. And when will you start guiding? And what species of birds are you going to be hunting in Montana?
Well, the bird season here in Montana opens September the 1st, and that it would be sharptail grouse and Hungarian partridge, also sage grouse, which is here in the area I'm at, Montana, still one of the few places that you can actually hunt sage grouse, but it's just open for the month of September. Also, the mountain grouse, you can go after them then as well. Then in October, the pheasant season kicks in, so we have 6 huntable species here in Montana that we chase.
If you want to chase those blue grouse or spruce grouse, you might want to do a little walk-in before you go up and go hunting with Nolan, because you're going to climb a little bit to find them, aren't you?
Yes, sir, you are. But you're going to have to do is be in somewhat of decent shape to do all of it. It's flat walking, but there's still quite a bit of walking involved in it. You're going to cover a lot of miles because most of the stuff up here is walking. It's not done off of the rangers as much, so you do have to put in the miles to find the birds.
You bet. Absolutely. And, man, you've been guiding up there a long time now, Nolan. How long have you been working in Montana?
This is my 10th year up here in Montana.
Okay, yeah. So you've done your research and you know where you're going. And I would highly recommend, guys, if you want to check a Montana up on bird hunt off of your list, go do it with a guy that knows where to go, where the birds are, and what's going on up there, because it truly is. I've did it for years. You know, you got to do your homework and know what public lands are better than others, et cetera, et cetera. And Nolan knows how to make the best use of your time while you're in Montana. If you've only got 3 or 4 days to hunt, you don't want to spend that time looking. You want to spend that time hunting. If folks do come up to see you, want to come up and hunt with you, Nolan, how can they reach you?
Billy, I'm working with Mitch Hurt of Paradise Valley Guide Service, number 6840, and get in touch with us, and we'd be happy to book a hunt.
Okay. You got a website we can look at there?
You can actually do that through my website. Everything is just booked through him from there.
Okay.
BeelineBrittany's.com. I'd be happy to help you out if I can. Love to see you.
And that's BEELINE, Beeline, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
BEELINE. And we'll have that link up at our website at bbkoradio.com. When you go out and hunt those birds in September, folks want to pack for that trip. It might be shorts one day, or you might need your woolies on. Never quite know what you're going to get in Montana in September.
Most certainly. You're definitely going to want to have some comfortable boots to walk in. Preferably some that's got breathe pretty good, and preferably some that, you know, are waterproof, because if it decides to rain one day, it's probably going to be cool with you, and you definitely want to dress in layers, because you're probably going to have to shed some during the day.
Yeah, that's right. If folks have a dog or two and they want to bring them along and hunt with your dogs, is that okay or no?
Most certainly it is, yes.
Okay, so you can bring your broke bird dog, make sure you got something that's not going to cause trouble in the field, or you know, not honor the other dogs on point and cause trouble, because Nolan might have to tell you at the end of day one, hey, you might want to, you know, rest your dog tomorrow. So make sure your dog's broke and ready to go, because it's serious business when he gets out in the field. Do you guys hunt morning and afternoon, or half-day hunts, or do you kind of tailor that to the customer?
We usually just do the full-day hunts. We hunt in the morning, then we'll go in and usually go in and take a local eatery in, the local scenery, and meet the locals at lunchtime, and then go back out in the afternoon and hunt again when it's cooled down a little bit, in early September and that kind of stuff. But it depends on what the person is that want. If they only want to do half a day, then that's up to them.
There you go. Very good. If folks come up to Montana and hunt with you, what town are they going to be staying in?
Lewistown, Montana.
Okay, which is pretty much right in the middle of the state, and only, if I remember right, about a 2-hour drive from the airport over in Billings?
Yes, sir, that's correct. It's actually the geographic center of Montana, and so about 2 hours from Billings and about 1 hour and 45 minutes from Great Falls.
Okay, no matter where you want to fly in, and every amenity you could want is there, plenty of things to eat and plenty of places to stay, too. Well, Nolan, it's sure good talking to you again. Have a great bird season. I look forward to getting back up there and hunting with you one of these days.
Yes, sir, Bill. Good talking to you, too. Hope to see you soon.
That's a hun. That is my favorite bird to hunt in Montana and wherever they exist, the Hungarian partridge hun, short for Hungarian partridge. Some guys, especially those old boys from down south, they like to call them partridge. Delicious bird, covey up a lot like quail. They're bigger than a quail, have a body about the size of a softball, but they covey, flush, and relocate a lot like a bobwhite quail. So if you're a quail hunter, take your dogs, go see Nolan. He'll put you on them in Montana. And if you do go and base out of Lewistown, Montana, make sure that on Saturday morning you visit the local park, because that's where the locals bring their homemade jellies and pastries and quilts and goodies that are just exactly what you need. Hey, before we take a little leg stretch, I want to pass this information on to you. Coming up September 14th, it's Freedom Hunters Hooks and Horns Military Benefit. It's a big Hooks and Horns banquet, dinner, live entertainment, live auctions, Virginia Beach, Virginia, on September 14th. Come see me at bbkoradio.com, and you'll see the link to Freedom Hunters and a place where you can click and sign up to attend that banquet in Virginia Beach, benefiting our bravest, our finest military men and women. Hooks and Horns Military Benefit Banquet, September 14, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Still to come here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors today, the 2019 FLW Cup champion with that freshly minted $300,000 check in his hand, Brian Thrift, is going to join us. Plus, we're going to go fishing on one of my favorite stretches of water anywhere on the planet, and that's the White River in northern Arkansas with my buddy Mike Roach.
This is Eddie Salter, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop tine. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, will ensure science-based wildlife conservation for generations to come. You've never had this much fun while working hard for wildlife. Details at biggame.org.
Hey, I want to say thanks again for joining us here in the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors today. If this is your first trip to the camp house, welcome. I hope you feel right at home. Come back again and bring a friend with you. And if you're a regular every week, thank you so much. I'm glad we get along. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors can be heard coast to coast and border to border across the United States and Canada each week on SiriusXM Channel 131 at 4 p.m. on Saturdays Eastern Time. That's 3 Central, 2 in the mountains, 1 o'clock out on the West Coast. But there are lots of ways to catch the show. If you would like a free download to your device, your handheld, every week, that's easily done. Just tell the folks at Spotify or iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean, all of the top podcasting sites have Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, and they'll send it to your device absolutely free every week. So, hey, you can listen going down the road, out on the boat, or in the deer blind. Anytime you want, wherever you want. Podcast also available at bbkoradio.com. Check it out. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by a product that I absolutely love. I have used in my kennel and with our house dogs Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula for decades now. As a matter of fact, 89% of the field trial champions across North America, well, hey, they're Pro Plan dogs. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Arkansas and Missouri, Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. I mentioned earlier that Brian Thrift is going to join us a little later. Fresh off of his FLW Cup championship win on Lake Hamilton in Arkansas, just outside of Hot Springs, just the other day, last Sunday. Kyle Walters, Great Valkyria, Florida, finished second in that event. Dakota Ibarri, Denham Springs, Louisiana, third. From Sarcoxie, Missouri, Jeremy Lawyer finished fourth. And Scott Martin, Clewiston, Florida, rounded out the top five. The Bassmaster Elite Series is back in action this weekend. It's the Berkeley Bassmaster Elite on the St. Lawrence River, stop number 7 in the Elite Series this year. They've had a nice break, and now it's back to work. They first hit the water Thursday, day before yesterday. They'll finish it up tomorrow. Takeoff's not until 9 a.m. Eastern each day at Whitaker Park Boat Launch. You want to catch a weigh-in? That's at Whitaker Park each day as well, 5 p.m. By the way, FLW has set their schedule for 2020. They're going to kick it off in January on Sam Rayburn, Texas. Then it's off to Florida, the Harris Chain of Lakes, in February. March puts them on Lake Martin, Alexander City, Alabama. Jefferson City, Tennessee, Cherokee Lake in April. In May, they're back in Arkansas, Lake Dardanelle, and then on the Detroit River out of Trenton, Michigan in June. Folks that hunt and eat sandhill cranes, they just love them. They love the hunt, and they love to eat them. The ribeye of the sky, they call them. I've actually eaten sandhill crane. It was chicken fried. My nephew used to guide sandhills in the Texas Panhandle. Pretty doggone tasty. And now, for the first time in 103 years, our friends in Alabama are going to have a season on sandhill cranes. They've been making a big comeback over the past several decades in the South. The Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Division will conduct a draw hunt for 400 sandhill permits. And they become the third state east of the Mississippi River to hold a sandhill hunt. The last sandhill crane hunting season in Alabama was in 1916. Another state jumping on the bandwagon here as the 2019 Oregon state legislature has passed a bill that bans the possession and use of deer and elk urine scent lures that contain or are derived from any cervid urine beginning on January 1st of 2020. It's meant to reduce the threat of chronic wasting disease to the state's deer, elk, and moose. Deer urine scent lures are used by some hunters. The typical scent lure mimics a female during breeding season and can attract a buck or a bull to a hunter's position. Larry and Brenda Potterfield at Midway USA are always encouraging and helping our youth in the shooting sports, and they've done it again. The Midway USA Foundation has now donated another big bundle of cash, $1.7 million in cash grants distributed to 521 youth shooting teams across the U.S. These funds will assist the kids in covering expenses like ammunition, targets, travel, entry fees, and team gear. Approximately 63,000 student athletes will benefit from this grant cycle. Like we mentioned earlier when we were talking to Bob Atwood in New Mexico at Blue Mountain Outfitters, seasons are underway there now, and that means the roadblocks are up. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish conducting roadblocks throughout the state during the fall, throughout the fall, to collect harvest data and detect wildlife law violators. Make sure you have your stuff in order. And hey, if you're going to be visiting the Indiana State Fair today or tomorrow, the last 2 days of the State Fair for this year, drop by the Fish and Wildlife exhibits at the DNR's Natural Resources Building. They'd love to see you. Talk a little hunting and fishing. Hot summertime weather can really expose an itchy coat, itchy skin for our dogs. It can make them miserable. Hey, check out the ProPlan formula that best suits your dog. And if you have a dog with itchy skin, yeah, there's a formula for that. And there's nothing better. ProPlan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
I'm Stephen Scott with the Midwestern State University Bass Team. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSE-approved outfitters from around the world, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers. DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part? Your ticket cost. The auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo, will serve conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to the DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through 12th. Learn more at biggame.org. Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more. You buy a case of shotgun shells, and we'll throw your name in the hat to win a Browning Satori. And don't miss out on the Stoger Condor over and under for only $350 with a $50 mail-in rebate. Sitka Camo and Mojo Decoy, $7.99 deer corn and a free Satori. You got to stop at Teske's Outdoors. We're on the south side of Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford, right on your way to the ranch, and online at teskesoutdoors.com.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
Real easy to reach us in this old camp house. It's Billy at bbkoradio.com. Billy at bbkoradio.com. Big Billy Kender Outdoors is heard coast to coast and border to border every Saturday on Sirius XM Channel 131 and across all of America with great radio stations broadcasting our show, and we greatly appreciate that. Plus, the podcast is available everywhere that podcasts are available. Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play Music, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and, of course, at bbkoradio.com. This is the inaugural year. They've just wrapped up the regular season for the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour, and now it's time for the championship. Anglers, the 30 best Major League fishermen, are making their way towards La Crosse, Wisconsin right now, getting ready for this tournament that kicks off on Tuesday. They'll fish 5 days, crown their champion next Sunday. One of those anglers is one of my favorite anglers from Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's Stephen Browning. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's been a little while, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Stephen.
Well, I appreciate it, Billy. It's great to be back.
I tell you what, you don't turn an Arkansas boy loose on a river anywhere. I don't care if it's in Wisconsin or anywhere, and disregard him. They better keep an eye on you up in Wisconsin for this red crest now.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I had a venue that I could handpick for the Red Crest Championship, it would definitely be a river system, and I can't think of any place any better than, La Crosse right there on the Mississippi.
Tell folks your history. You grew up around a ton of great water and a lot of running water in the state of Arkansas. You fished it all your life.
I really have. You know, the funny thing about it, when I was going to college, or back when I was deciding where I wanted to go to college, I drove over the Arkansas River in Russellville, Arkansas, and didn't really pay that close attention, and that's where the Arkansas River, ran through. And I looked at my mother and daddy, and I said, I'm going to school right here at Arkansas Tech. So the river system has played, or river systems have really played a big role in, my whole life. Everywhere from getting started fishing tournaments to a college that I chose, a couple of big wins on the Arkansas and Red Rivers. It's just it's just one of those deals. When I hear river, the hair on my arm starts standing up, and I start plotting against the other guy.
Yeah, they could blindfold you and turn you loose, and you'd probably find the spot. You'd do okay.
Well, I hope to find one or two in the next week or so, for sure.
I had Jay Novacek, the old Dallas Cowboy tight end, on the show one time, and I asked him, did you go to school in Wyoming because you could hunt a lot up there? And I kind of get that feeling that's why you went to Arkansas Tech, because you saw that river there.
Well, there was no doubt about it. I mean, it was, like I said, I grew up on the Arkansas River down in Pine Bluff. Spent a lot of my youth down in Dumas, Arkansas, which is on the very end of the Arkansas River. So anything that has to do with river fishing
I'm all about it.
You betcha. Hey, before we talk about the history that's about to unfold over the next week at this Red Crest event, let's back up a little bit and just kind of look back over this Major League Fishing debut season of the Bass Pro Tour. Every time you guys launched, it was history in the making and something new and something exciting, and the TV ratings proved that, man, we as bass fishing fans just can't get enough of this. Are you pleased overall with the year?
You know, I really am. You know, there's a lot of growing pains any time that you start a new company or an organization. And, you know, I can't say that we've not been pains, but from an overall standpoint, I don't think I could ask for anything any better. You know, we all took a big leap of faith, so to speak. And, you know, from the end result after, 8 months, 10 months being old, you know, only 8-10 months old, I think for the majority of the guys, we're very satisfied. It is a, it's a different style of format. It brings back fishing instead of just, you know, trying to concentrate on a few bites. It's bringing back the, let's go out and see how many we're going to catch today attitude.
Yeah, it's more of the fun fishing attitude, but boy, you better do it 100 miles an hour like you're fishing a tournament. Because
it is. But, you know, the thing about it is I like to analyze every period. And one of my boat officials one day, we figured it out. You had to be catching a fish every 10 minutes or you were falling behind.
Oh, my goodness. That's some pressure, dude.
It really is. It definitely is. And it has been that way all year. It really has.
When I watch you guys, whether I'm on the water at an event or if I'm watching you guys on television or online, it's obvious, very obvious. You guys are out there fishing and absolutely loving the format and having a ball.
Well, it's like I said, it's different. And, for the majority of us, over half the field, we've never experienced that format, that, you know, every fish over a pound count and having to release them below the gunwale of the boat. Having the opportunity to just catch fish and return them to their environment almost immediately. You know, at the end of the day, it's very rewarding. You know that the fish care that we have practiced, from the live well standpoint for years and years, that is a relief that you're not having to worry about that fish, that you can put him right back in his environment. And, I think that's going to make for a healthier fisheries, especially some of these deals when we get them on the spot.
You bet, absolutely. I know it has made a lot of guys better fishermen. I know some guys went out and bought some spinning rods that didn't own one before all this started. So learned what a drop shot was.
That's exactly right. You know, the dead rig and the drop shot have played big keys all year long. And, if you really stop and think about it, those are some of the techniques that will, eventually, hopefully, get new people fishing and new people involved in the sport. And that's really, one of the messages that we preach from a Major League Fishing standpoint and a Bass Pro Tour is, let's try to figure out how to get a new group of fishermen in. And the best way to do that is teach them how to catch fish. And I'll be honest with you, when I was a kid, I didn't care if it was 1 pound or 10 pounds. Man, I just like to feel that bite and feel my string being pulled.
Absolutely, yeah, and I hope we never lose that feeling, Stephen. As you look at the week ahead, do you have a sense of something really special is about to take place here, the inaugural Red Crest Championship of Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour?
You know, I really do, and I thought about it loading my truck up on the way up. You feel like you've accomplished something, making it into a top 30. And, I'm very excited for the organization, very excited for the other 29 guys that will be fishing this inaugural Red Crest.
Hey, I know you're excited for them, but go out there and beat them. We're watching and cheering for you, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to give it all we can, and I'm going to try to pull out a few of those river rat tricks that,
ensures that I may have a chance on championship Sunday.
Major League fisherman Stephen Browning from Hot Springs, Arkansas, on his way to La Crosse, Wisconsin, for the Major League Fishing Red Crest Championship. Don't forget the Purina Pro Plan when it's time to buy dog fuel. There's a Pro Plan that's perfect for your dog, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Purina Pro Plan. So far, we've taken bucket list trips to New Mexico to hunt antelope, Montana for upland birds, Rainy Lake, Minnesota, and Lake Oahe, South Dakota. Next, we're headed for the White River in Arkansas. I want you to meet a very talented fisherman that lives on that river. I fish with him, and he'll take you fishing, Mike Roach.
Hey, everybody, it's Stephen Browning. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Now, Billy, I've got to go fishing, so while I'm gone, make sure you leave those turkeys around my house alone.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to San Antonio. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th to the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible locked and loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th through the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. For details and tickets, visit Hunters Extravaganza.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries! Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo, presented by Riceland. Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Special thanks to Rosslyn, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo, presented by Rosslyn Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Guns, fabulous hunting opportunities, art, outdoor gear, and clothing spread out over the entire Dallas Convention Center. The DSC Convention and Expo is January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Bucket list trips. I tell you what, this one is on my bucket list, and I've been there dozens of times. I'd go back now if I could. The White River in beautiful northern Arkansas, southern Missouri area. The beauty of the Ozark Mountains and lots of trout and some biggins, too. Let's talk about it with my friend Mike Roach. Mike, always a pleasure to talk to you.
It sure is, Billy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm not on the White River today, which is I always want to be on the White River. Beautiful Bull Shoals, Arkansas area, Flippin, Arkansas, North Fork, that's a beautiful part of the world, one of my favorites, Robbins, too. Just wanted to check in on the fishing and see how things are going. It's brutally hot out right now, but is the bite still good?
Oh, Billy, the bite's just absolutely fabulous this year. They've had so much rain, and Salticus has flooded, so they've been holding the water back on these lakes, and we've had perfect water conditions on this river all year because of that. And they're generating a little more now at this hot period of the summer, and we've had some of the best big brown trout fishing we've had in years.
Ah, you're killing me. Mike, the White River and Norfolk River systems, for folks that aren't familiar, describe your country a little bit to folks that have never been there.
Well, Billy, we're deep in the heart of the Ozarks here, and we're surrounded by the Ozark Mountains. And what they did is they dammed up the White River at Bull Shoals and in the North Fork, and now those dams generate hydroelectricity. And so they're so deep that the water comes out a constant 50 to 55 degrees year-round. And it really built the trout fishery on this river and these tail waters that's just unbelievable. So these lakes now, they hold the water back, and at this time, like I said earlier, they're full. They're up to capacity. So they're generating as much electricity as they can. They're running sometimes 6 and 8 generators, which puts a lot of water into the river system, which is really good for the fish and the fish.
Absolutely. Yeah, you betcha. I was talking to my friend Rick Pope a few years ago, the owner, developer of Temple Fork Outfitters, Temple Fork Rods, a lot of fly fishermen, traditional fishermen, familiar with those great products. And I said, Rick, you've fished all over the world. You've fished on every continent and every fly stream that exists. Where's the best trout water in the world? And he said, you know, I think it's the White River in Arkansas. He said, a beginner can go there, a seasoned veteran can go there, and find the right kind of water for whatever style you like to fish and just catch a ton of fish, or maybe catch a world record. You guys have had some pretty nice fish come out of there over the years.
Oh, we sure have. And this summer, Billy, just actually about a month ago, two of the local guides here just caught one that's 36 pounds, 14 ounces, or in that neighborhood, over 36 pounds. And they've been watching this fish for 2 or 3 years, and they finally caught her, and they released her right away.
I did that story on the air when those guys caught that fish, and it was just so cool the way they had watched that fish and kept an eye on it for a number of years. Very difficult to catch, but finally did it this year, and now she's back in that river again.
She's not the only one. There's more like her in here. We see them.
Yeah, absolutely. They are in there. I have fished the White River for years. I've never had a bad day on the White or the North Fork rivers, and it's just something that I love to do. It's a place I love to go. And fall can be absolutely spectacular in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas. It's a beautiful place to fish.
It is. It's God's country down here. And when the leaves start changing and the weather cools down, there's no place better in America as far as I'm concerned.
It's absolutely gorgeous, whether you're drifting or wading, either way. Can you accommodate, in your boat, can you accommodate fly fishermen?
Yes, sir. I do fly fishing all the time. As a matter of fact, I just picked up two Temple Fork Outfitter rods, nice fly rods from a local pawn shop. As soon as I seen them, I said, I'll take those.
Yeah. What are those doing here? I'll take them.
Yeah.
Heck of a deal. If folks wanted to come up and fish with you this fall, and fall, really, if you want to catch a big fish, fall is your best opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. Fall and into the winter, early winter, because it's going on the spawn and pre-spawn.
Yeah. Those big browns. What do they do, those browns? How are they just feeding more aggressively, or are they a little more predictable in the fall and early winter when they're spawning? Are they like our bass? They're a little more vulnerable. Our crappie are a little more vulnerable during the spawn and easier to get to and locate a lot of times. Are those big brown trout the same way?
I believe they are. Fish during the spawn are a little bit easier to catch. The browns up here are more concentrated because they'll run up to the dam or up to the head of the water source. And that makes them in a concentrated area, so there's more of them, and they are easier to fish that time of year.
Okay, yeah. And like we said, your chances of catching a trophy really accelerate during the fall and early winter. How many anglers can you accommodate at a time? Can a big group come up, a big family?
Well, if you want to spend cash, yes, we can bring a family. We have 20 or 25 independent guides. Five fishermen, we like to keep one to two to a boat. But, yeah, so we can accommodate any size group, really. We'd love to have you. Fishing's never been better. This is a great year.
They stock well over a million trout per year, the federal guys at the hatchery there. So that's always going to be a great fishery. How far past when the confluence of the White and the North Fork rivers come together, how far will those trout last before the water gets too warm? How far downstream?
Oh, this fishery goes down to a little town called Guyon, just south of Mountain View. And that, I believe that's about 40 miles south of North Fork, maybe a little more. So there's actually probably about 60 miles of river you can fish the trout.
So it'll still support, if that water's cool enough that far south, that it'll still support the trout?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's great. What's your big fish this summer, do you recall?
Big fish this summer is 25 and a half inches, about 12 and a half pounds.
That's a pretty nice fish, especially for hot summertime. Mike, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, and before long, I'll be knocking on your door and say, let's go fishing.
That sounds good, Billy. Love to have you and Robin again. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, sure. Good to talk to you, Mike. That is Mike Roach on the White River up in Arkansas. If you want to get in touch with Mike, his email address is Moccasin Creek Guide Service. Moccasin Creek Guide Service at gmail.com. He also has a Moccasin Creek Guide Service Facebook page. Check that out and go fishing with Mike. You're going to catch a ton of them. Great trip to take the kids to. And the shore lunch, don't miss the shore lunch option. When they ask if you want a shore lunch, you just say yes immediately. Big Billy said say yes. It's delicious, and it's right there on a gravel shoal on the river. Just thinking about that great shore lunch is making me hungry. And we've got a master chef in this old camp house, Master Chef John Bonnell. We've got a fresh string of trout here, John. Let's do something with these things. By the way, I know you're a great outdoorsman, hunter, fisherman. Have you ever noticed that trout don't live in ugly places, John?
I never met a trout stream that wasn't just absolutely gorgeous. That's exactly right. So once I pull those trout out, I've got a problem. I don't know how to prepare them. I either overcook them or they don't taste right. Help me out.
One of the gentlest and easiest ways to cook a trout, because it is a light, you know, flaky, delicate meat, is to poach them. Now, get some water going. That's about one-third white wine, two-thirds water. Season it well with salt. Get a little bit of lemon in there as well. Lower the trout in just as it starts to simmer. Not a full rolling boil, but just when the bubbles are starting, let them poach for about 4 to 5 minutes. Delicate, clean, beautiful stuff right there.
And if you want to come visit John, remember two things. Poach your trout, not your deer, and come see him. Tell us where Bonnie Ellis is located.
And we're on Brian Irvin Road in the southwest side of Fort Worth, or you can check us out on the web at bonnellstexas.com.
We have got a great cook in this camp house, Master Chef John Bonnell. Hey, I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot. I'm going to stand up and stretch my legs for just a few minutes. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to the brand new FLW Cup champion, $300,000 to the richer, Brian Thrift.
You know what? We smell like fish, and we're proud of it. I'm Mike Iaconelli, and this is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are affiliated with no denomination but champion God's Word only. We have a very active children's ministry, and we are a safe and secure place to hear God's Word and learn about His great love for us, even though we are all great sinners. I'm John Watson, and I want to invite you and your family to church on Litzy Road in Roanoke, Texas, and on the web at csbiblechurch.org.
Come to Marksman Firearms in Mansfield on Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. for our big birthday blowout. We'll have hourly gun giveaways, all-day doorbuster specials, and a free prize wheel where you can win all kinds of gear. It all goes down Saturday, August 24th at our big birthday blowout at Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, located at 8100 Rendon Bloodworth Road. For more details, visit marksmanfirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. Hey guys, don't lose that ragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Incredible auctions every day await you in person and online at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12. Details at biggame.org.
Thanks a lot for being a part of this camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We sure do appreciate that. 1-877-820-BBKO, that's my phone number, and the website, bbkoradio.com. Somewhere on Interstate 40 between Arkansas and his home in Shelby, North Carolina, is the newly crowned, brand new FLW Cup champion, and that is Brian Thrift. Brian, welcome back to the show, man. Good to have you.
Oh, I'm glad to be back.
I tell you what, you probably got a grin on your face that you just couldn't wipe off if you wanted to right now, don't you?
I really do. You know, it's been an exciting week, and I mean, to be able to have my family there and share it with them, there's no other feeling like it in the world.
Congratulations, man. Champion.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
When folks like me that are fans of bass fishing, bass fishermen, or students of bass fishing, you hear the name Brian Thrift, man, that's one of the top names in the history of bass fishing. It truly is. And just off the cuff, if you ask somebody, how many cups has Brian won? They'd probably say, oh, gosh, probably three. But this was your first cup win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, this is the – I've had some close calls, but I've never really felt like I had a true chance to win until this week.
And you must have had a pretty good game plan going in because you led the thing wire to wire. The rest of us all had confidence that you were going to win that cup at some point in your career. Did you feel like this is going to happen, I just don't know when?
No, I never really felt like that because I didn't put a lot of pressure on myself. You know, if I didn't win, I approach it like I do every other tournament. I mean, I give it everything I've got, and it just hadn't worked out until this year.
You know, down in the South in August, those bass don't just jump in the boat. They don't walk in with their fins up and just give up. It's tough. But you put it together. What did you do during this hot August weather in hot water?
That's one of my favorite times to have. And I'm so glad the Cup's, you know, in a grueling time. I mean, the Cup's not supposed to be easy to win. I mean, it's supposed to be, you know, tough. You want to earn it. And that's why I like it being in August, because it's not just a fishing abilities game. It's as much of a mental game and, you know, outside factors, boat traffic, you know, the heat of the day that you have to factor into the tournament. And, you know, I love it because there's so many different ways to catch them. There's never really one pattern that outshines any other pattern, but there may be six or seven patterns going on that are equally as good that you've got to figure out how to marry them all together to be able to have a successful event in August. And I feel like that's one thing that, you know, I've taught myself fishing around the house in the summer, that, you know, you can mesh together six or seven different patterns and make a good day of it.
So what were some of those patterns that worked best for you on Hamilton?
The main stuff I was doing was I was throwing a couple of different topwaters. I was throwing a buzzbait, throwing a Dabiki D-pop, and throwing a frog. And then I was fishing offshore with a big worm and a Dabiki underspin and a Dabiki armor shad swim bait and like three or four different crankbaits. So
yeah.
I had like five or six different patterns going. I would start out each day throwing that topwater around. You know, I'd use the buzzbait to cover water between docks and points, seawalls. And then if I got to a walkway of a dock, I would fire a D-pop under it, you know, when I was fishing a target. And then if I got in the back of a pocket and there was a little bit of grass or something, I'd throw a frog. And, And on the offshore stuff, I would start out with the DeMicki underspin to catch those fish suspended over top of the brush. And then I would usually run a crankbait through it and pick the top of it and then pick up a worm and throw in it. So there's like five different deals going on.
Wow, you were thorough with it. You didn't leave a spot until you had fished a spot.
Right, yeah, but now I didn't make a lot of casts with each bait. Like fishing the bank, I'm constantly on the go. You know, I never made more than one cast at a target. But, you know, on those brush piles, I would make six or seven casts.
Well, Brian, I was tickled to death when I saw the picture of you on stage. It's so cool that this happened before school started and a time of year where you could have your whole family there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that meant more to me than anything, just being able to get them up on the stage. The boys were throwing confetti. My wife was crying. I was crying. It was good. I feel like I've got confetti down the back of my shirt where my son was throwing it everywhere.
Hey, I was crying. Brian, that's a pretty good payday that the Lord has blessed you and your family with. You guys can go home and buy school clothes now. You can even afford those high-dollar sneakers that kids like.
Yeah, that's true. He's growing out of sneakers about every 2 months now, so that's good.
There you go. That's good. Hey, listen, congratulations. We just couldn't be more tickled for you, and looking forward to seeing what lies ahead for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Glad to be on the show again.
There's not a nicer guy in the bass fishing world than Brian Thrift. Great guy, and boy, it's easy to cheer for him. Congrats, Brian, FLW Cup champion. Hey, I'm always harping on shooting a round of sporting clays at an event that's going to benefit others, and I'm going to do that next weekend. As a matter of fact, I do this every year with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Tarrant County. I've got Rick Jenkins on the phone. Rick, welcome.
Glad to be here, Billy. So this is number 27. That's amazing.
That is amazing. It's amazing that the longevity of this clay shoot, and I think it was one of the first ones of its kind to raise money for kids.
You betcha. And that's what it's all about. We're going to have a great time next Saturday. Give us the nuts and bolts of the event, kind of what's going to take place next weekend.
Sure. It's next weekend, the 24th of August at Alpine Gun Range. The shooters will be taking off about 8 o'clock, but you can get there as early as 7. We have breakfast catered in. Give them a chance to peruse some of the great prizes we're going to have on the big boards and those sorts of things. 8 o'clock, all the shooters go out. They finish up their shoot, come back in, tally the scores, have a great lunch. We go through the prizes and then work on the auction items.
And we do that under a covered pavilion. We're out of the sun. The heavy lifting is done before it gets really super hot outside. It's always a fun event. And the prizes, the door prizes, the raffles, auction items, always some really cool stuff, and I'm sure this year is no different.
Yes, sir, you're right. We have some incredible items this year, including a big green egg. We have a custom-made gun sleeve. We have Stars tickets. We have Rangers tickets. We have a lot of any sort of hunting and outdoor apparel and those sorts of things. Just great raffle items as well as those that want to be part of the drawings.
Hey, I always say, Rick, that before you step out in the dove field on opening day, you need to go shoot around the sporting clays, and you really ought to do that in a way that's going to benefit others. And this is the perfect way to do it next Saturday in Fort Worth. Tell us a little bit about why this is so important to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes, it's very important to Big Brothers Big Sisters because this is one event that the funds raised exclusively support the outdoor program. And it's called Big's Outdoors, and it's where we can take these young men and women and their mentors, and we give them experiences that they're not going to get, such as hiking, fishing, hunter safety, just a chance to be in the outdoors and to see what nature's like. And a lot of these kids just don't get that opportunity. And I think it's important for them to see that. There's more than, we call here in the Metroplex the concrete jungle. And, you know, some of them have never even seen a cow. We just teach them, you know, to respect the outdoors and be part of that, learn to be part of nature.
Hey, you bet. Hey, if some guys are listening this morning, they want to get their team together and shoot with Big Brothers Big Sisters next Saturday at Alpine Shooting Range south of Fort Worth. Is there a website that they can check out? Can they go register somewhere?
Yes, they can go to fortworthclayshoot.com, and they can register there. go there and look. There's several different levels. It's just not too late to be a sponsor. Or if you just want to put a team together, you can just put a team together and come out and shoot.
Rick Jenkins, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Tarrant County, Texas. That shoot is next weekend. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together in this old camp house today and invite you back next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.